This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your sister Naima B. Robert here in my series in response to the coronavirus situation. So today I'm going to be speaking to you about social distancing, what that means for Muslims, and why we need to be more serious about it. So as you guys know, the coronavirus is being spread throughout the world by contact. I don't have to give you all the medical details. We all know about, you know, washing our hands and about, you know, not putting ourselves in situations where we can be exposed to the virus, because it does last for about 8 to 9 days, I believe. And so I'm not going to go into all the medical side of things. What I am going to say is I'm going to share with you some information that has been shared by quite a few imams and doctors in the community about Muslims' susceptibility to coronavirus, in particular due to our way of life. These things include the fact that we often have intergenerational living. So we have elderly people who live with us. And as we know, elderly people are at risk, higher risk of mortality from the coronavirus. So that is an area that we need to be really mindful of. Also, we were going to the masjid, congregating in the masjid. We congregate in people's homes. We have gatherings. We have a very social community. And this is something that we're used to. We are being asked by the scholars and the doctors in the community to stop doing that. And as you know, many mosques have actually closed. And on the one hand, this is something, of course, that hurts our hearts. But on the other hand, it's better to tie your camel and to be safe than sorry. So with regards to the whole wudu and ablutions and, you know, sharing of, you know, slippers in the masjid and praying on the carpets and all of that, that is no longer a problem right now because people are not going to the masjid. However, people may still be shaking hands. Sisters, you still may be hugging your friends. You still may be inviting sisters round to your house. You still may be having sleepovers. You still may be having these gatherings and, you know, and introducing these types of elements into your home. And what we're being asked to do, ladies, is the social distancing, which means that you limit your interaction or your certainly your physical contact and proximity to people in order to protect them and protect you from the virus. Now, if you want more information about this, I will link to a video in the description here. But what I want to offer you in this video is more how to deal with social distancing, you know, like from a mental and emotional well-being point of view. Because for many of us, you know, the school run, you know, having coffee mornings, you know, having your halaqa, having family over is a huge part of how we live. And it's what, you know, it's one of the things that brings us joy. Now, we're in a situation where we are being literally asked to stay in our homes and only leave for, you know, for emergencies or for, you know, urgent or really, you know, needed reasons. So what does staying in your home in this day and age look like? How can we make this beneficial for us and our families? That is the question I want to talk about in this video. So the first thing I want to say is to invite you to reframe social distancing. It is not an easy ask, okay? And it's not something that anybody enjoys. Nobody's really happy to do it. But I'm inviting you to reframe this as you making the right decision for yourself and your family. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving you an opportunity to protect your lion cubs, to protect your family, to protect your health. We are actually blessed to have an opportunity where we can stay at home. And because we have the internet, because we have access to the world via the internet, we can get a lot done at home. And that's what I really want to invite you to think about, is the opportunities that social distancing introduces to our lives. Yes, we will have less time with our friends. Yes, we are not going to be out and about and, you know, eating out and doing all of these things. But what will that free us up for? Well, it frees us up to really connect with ourselves. Let's be real. A lot of us don't like spending time with ourselves, and we need the distractions of the outside world. But why is that? Now is a time to start really examining, you know, kind of who we are and what we want out of life, out of this life. You know, how are we showing up? How are we showing up as mothers? How are we showing up as wives? How are we showing up as leaders within our homes? Because as we stay home more, we are going to have to spend time with ourselves and also time with our children and spouses. This could lead to some previously buried issues coming to the fore. But again, what is the opportunity for these relationships to actually be healed and be strengthened and be poured into, because we are no longer distracted with what's going on the outside? Now, of course, that will only happen if you don't use social distancing as an excuse to go on Netflix binges every day and spend all day on your phone checking on the news. One of the things I'm going to invite you to do is to limit your screen time. Limit your screen time and get your children to limit their screen time as well. I'm not saying that you shouldn't, you know, check on what's happening in the world. I'm not saying that you shouldn't watch your favorite whatever, but what I am saying is please don't allow this period of social distancing and isolation to result in just more screen addiction and just more Netflix binges, because there is an opportunity here. There's an opportunity to reconnect with yourself, to reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's an opportunity to reconnect with your spouse, with your children, to start creating memories with them, to start doing things that maybe as a busy family you weren't able to do, and now you have the opportunity to actually do them. You know, to have those conversations that you always wanted to have with them but just never found the time. You know, to play the games that you used to play with your siblings when you were young. To start reading again. To start reading to your kids again. To start writing, if that's what you want to do. To start teaching yourself, to start taking an online course, you know, to work on a skill. YouTube videos are great for that. To start developing something, building something for when we go back to normality, inshallah. Social distancing and isolation does not have to mean the end of your life. It's simply the temporary close of one chapter and the beginning of a new one. The best thing about it is that you get to write that chapter, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us in a situation. He has set the circumstances, because the circumstances are out of our control, as they usually are. But we have the power to choose how we deal with those circumstances, how we respond to this situation. So make a choice, firstly, to see this period as a period of opportunity for you and your family. And then make the most of the online world. Then now is the time to be having virtual coffee mornings in Zoom, okay? Now is the time to start a WhatsApp chain where you inspire each other and remind each other. Now is the time to potentially join some Facebook groups like the Solidarity Summit group, which will allow you to be in a positive, safe space where you can get to interact with sisters and continue to have some kind of social life without having to leave your home. So make the most of what's the best of what's on the internet. And I really would say, shut out the stuff that doesn't serve you. If you are following people who are doom and gloom, who are constantly updating reports on the coronavirus, you may want to unfollow them. You may want to start actually culling your social media. Already we're reducing screen time, but then the screen time that you do have, make sure that it's giving you the result that you want. It should be increasing you in iman and in faith and positivity and strength, and focusing you during this time on what you can control, what you have the power to do, rather than making you feel anxious, scared, fearful, panicky, and focusing on things that are out of your control. So make sure you make that choice, because it's a very, very important decision to decide to only consume what is serving you and to stop consuming the things that are not serving you. And so what I've said so far is A, to just reframe social distancing and isolation so that it becomes something that you are able to benefit from and to make it a positive experience for yourself and for your spousal relationship and for your children and your home, and then make the most of the outside world via the online space. In another video, I will be breaking down how you can take advantage of social isolation for your own personal growth. But for now, I just wanted to put social distancing and isolation in a context I hope is beneficial for you. If it was, please do share this video, like, comment, subscribe, and let other people know. And most importantly, let me know what your takeaway from this video was. Are you practicing social distancing and isolation right now? Has anything that I've shared or anything that you've learned from elsewhere helped you to make that process easier? Please let me know in the comments. I would love to know. And I hope you will join me in the Facebook group, our Solidarity Facebook group, which is also linked in the description below. May Allah keep you safe, keep you sane, and keep you thriving throughout this difficult time. I am your sister, Naima B. Robert. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.